Have you ever felt like a pressure cooker about to explode? Like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite getting anything back for yourself. You might be holding onto a belief that saying no is selfish or somehow makes you less valuable. But what if I told you that prioritizing your own needs isn't just healthy, it's essential to living a vibrant and fulfilling life? Think about it. You wouldn't pour water into a glass that's already overflowing, would you? The same goes for your energy, your time, your emotional reserves. When you continuously say yes to everything, even when it drains you or pulls you away from what truly matters, you're essentially overfilling your cup, leaving little room for joy, peace, or personal growth. Learning to say no isn't about being rude or putting up walls, it's about creating healthy boundaries and honoring the precious gift of your own life. It's about recognizing that you have the right to choose how you spend your time and energy, and to protect yourself from anything that doesn't align with your values and goals. So how do we start practicing this powerful act of self-love? Start by acknowledging those little whispers inside you, the ones that say, "This isn't right for me," or "I need a break." Pay attention to how certain situations or requests make you feel. Do they leave you drained, stressed, or resentful? Those are your cues. Today, I want to offer you some simple yet effective tools to help you master the art of saying no with grace and confidence. 1. The pause button. Before you respond to a request, take a deep breath and pause. Allow yourself a few moments to gather your thoughts and truly consider what feels right for you. You don't have to answer immediately. A simple "let me think about it and get back to you" can give you the space you need to make a conscious decision. 2. The gentle redirect. Instead of a flat no, try redirecting the request in a way that honors your needs. For example, if someone asks you to take on a project you're already stretched thin for, you could say, "I'm really committed to finishing current project right now, but I'd love to help out with something else in the future." 3. The assertive no. Sometimes you simply need to be direct and clear. Practice saying no with kindness but firmness. You can say, "Thank you for asking, but I won't be able to do that right now," or "I appreciate you thinking of me, but it doesn't align with my current priorities." 4. The boundary setter. Setting boundaries is about creating healthy limits and protecting your time, energy, and well-being. This could involve saying no to social events that drain you, declining invitations that don't spark joy, or establishing clear expectations in your relationships. 5. The self-care ritual. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your day. Schedule time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, practicing yoga, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Now close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Inhale peace, exhale tension. Imagine yourself walking through a beautiful garden. The air is filled with the scent of blooming flowers and sunlight warms your skin. As you stroll along a winding path, notice how each step feels light and effortless. You are free from the weight of obligations and expectations. With every breath, you feel a sense of clarity and purpose. This feeling, this lightness, this presence is what you cultivate when you prioritize your own needs. Remember, saying no isn't about denying others, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. You are worthy of love, respect, and joy. Carry this awareness with you throughout the day. Whenever you feel that pressure building, take a moment to breathe, assess the situation, and choose what feels aligned with your well-being. You have the power to create a life filled with intention, purpose, and genuine fulfillment. Remember, saying no is an act of self-love, a powerful step towards honoring yourself and living your truth. And remember, you are capable of anything you set your mind to. Now go out there and shine.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.